There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc.
And it starts now. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. We have a great show lined up for all of you today. And, you know, just literally pulling out of the headlines of what's going on. Where are we? And, you know, the topic today, Mark, is one that I know you've dealt with people that you work with on a regular basis. I know I work with mostly women, and fear and anxiety is really the underpinnings of immobilization. You know, as we think about this, we have to really honor and remember all the shoulders of those people that have come before us. I was really struck by this week in a lot of ways. And you have a very special message today to share with people.
I do. And if I can, just about fear, think about how America is engulfed with fear right now. We got COVID, we've got gun violence, suicide, and September is National Suicide Awareness Month. We've got so many vexing stresses on people right now. And one of the shining stars in my life has ascended to the other side. My very dear friend, Shirley Bolstock, and she was a psychic medium, a numerologist, a poet. She actually guest appeared here on The Psychic and the Doc during our Hanukkah show. Both her parents they survived Nazi death camps. And it was a miracle that they survived when the rest of their family perished. And so needless to say, being raised by people who went through that when they were little more than children, Shirley's life was not easy. Yet she was one of those people that always seemed to find sunshine in the darkest of places. And unfortunately, she fell victim to breast cancer. Shirley put up a really good fight. She did her very best. But unfortunately, all battles must come to an end. And so one of the unique things about Shirley is that she knew she was dying. So she essentially wrote her own eulogy. And she wrote something that she asked a friend to make sure that when she died, that it was posted on Facebook the day that she passed. And so we're going to share that. And Dr. Pat has my friend, my colleague, my amazing co-host, Dr. Pat, is going to read Shirley's last Facebook post.
I just want to take a moment for everyone. And I just want you to just think about and lean in to the energy of what we're talking about. We're talking about an amazing woman who shed light, you know, who shared light, who became light. And so many of you that are listening to the show today, that is you. And yet, you know, Mark and I are very well aware of everything going out into the world right now. And that's why we're doing the show we're doing now. It is a live call-in show today. But in memory of Shirley, when you hear these words, please take a moment to hold the space, to hold the space for the intention of what she wanted to leave us all with. If you are not famous to the writer, you will not be written about. History books do not play fair and will only embellish its favorites. Instead, write your legacy upon the seeds of love that you plant. Then the ground will celebrate you. The wind will whisper your name. The rain will nourish your seed and cause it to grow. The sun will spread your light, and your descendants will become the flowers and the trees. God will then write about these seeds of love you've planted upon the sky and embellish love upon your descendants. Creator is the author. Your soul is the pen. Your spirit is eternal. Pages become brittle in the history books of the ages. We become desperate to save the stories that are passing into dust. Time waits for no one. You are the story of the life you live. Plant everything with love, and the seed called you will grow and change the world. You will then become the famous writer. Thank you, Shirley. We are, you are, I am. Let's take a short break, Jacob. Mark, we'll be right back.
You can send for this. It's a tapestry, and I put it in the back, and I've got this incredible projector. You could actually get them at Bed Bath & Beyond that put lights, moving stars in the background. And then you could even fill your whole place with these stars. So it's a lot of fun. I kind of like this. And I think it could go with Hanukkah. Belief relies on created laws. Created laws rely on choice. Choice relies on manifestation. You may adhere to a created law in your agreements in life, but give your loyalty to the power of creation itself, for gold is creation. So to me, gold is the golden lights of Hanukkah. You know, there's a Kabbalic principle that says tension causes growth. And that's actually the secret of Genesis. You know, that's actually the centrality of Genesis. This is why you have a planet. This is why you have trees, flowers. This is why we have children. This is what we learn from. And intention causing growth, but it is very, very important to understand that we cannot shut off a voice that doesn't agree with us. Nor should we be asked to compromise everything we believe or think about to accept a totally different ideology, like what you said happened when they wanted them to worship Zeus. I always sense something very, very different around me. Of course, you know, at about 6 years old, I could see spirits, I could hear things, but I was seeing things that were, you know, some of them were a little edgy and some of them, you know, were definitely spirits. But what I understood was when you have to have this heightened ability for survival, then of course your psychic, your metaphysical instincts start to come in automatically. It's like that muscle, you start developing it.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wow, I'm just fixing myself, everybody. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to The Psychic and The Doc. I am here with my friend, esteemed colleague, just coming off a major conference, boy, Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, and much more. An exciting time for you, the book, the conference, so much. And yet today, as usual, taking the time to honor one of the most incredible people, right?
Absolutely. And you know, and the best way to honor Shirley, who was a medium, is to take calls from listeners so that I can do readings and they can get your insights, which are always awesome. Very, very healing. So I understand we have a number of callers. Jacob, I think we're starting with Judy.
That's right. I'm going to bring on Judy from Florida. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Judy. You're live on The Psychic and the Doc.
Hi. How are you? I just wanted to say Shirley was a friend of mine, and it's just so surreal that she's gone, and I just been thinking of her a lot, and I talked to her in July, and she was getting ready to go in the hospital, so I just, you know, I just wanted to say God bless both of you, Mark, and
we
just wanted to listen.
Well, thank you, Judy. I appreciate it. You know, it's a testament to Shirley, because I posted about the show on Facebook and Instagram, you know, that we're coping with fear, and also we're honoring Shirley, and just the amazing response that I've gotten. And, you know, what Dr. Pat read about Shirley was the artist, and she planted the seeds of love. So I really appreciate you taking the time to call in. And, you know, I felt her around, and it's always hard for me, because, in fact, before we got started today, Jacob asked me, he says, well, Mark, do your friends, your relatives that have died, do they come through to you? And yes, they do. The hard part when they come to me is I have to wonder, is this really them, or is this me, my brain, because I want it so. And there are times you can tell the difference, especially when they give you a validating piece of information. That's why, you know, when I'm doing a reading for somebody I don't know, then I'm an objective observer as opposed to somebody who is emotionally involved. But I'm pretty darn sure Shirley's come through, because I've heard things. I've heard her voice clear as a bell, and with her quirky comments, and she said, it's really great here. It's better than we thought. So
I could hear her saying that.
So thank you, Judy. I really appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Judy. You know, we are taking calls today. I just want everybody to know, this is a live call-in show. And I think, Mark, you said it brilliantly. You know, we're in a place now where we're completely acknowledging the level of fear and anxiety going on in the world. And, you know, part of this is having the moment to recognize what's going on and also staying on the pulse of the energy. And I think one of the things you and I talked about earlier in the week, and along with Rocky and Linda, was the level of fear and anxiety that's in the underpinning of so many people.
Yeah.
And, you know, without addressing that in today's show and offering assistance and help from people, it would be as if we have got our heads in the sand, so to speak. And that's why we're doing a live call-in show. For those of you out there, we're taking your calls. And as usual, Mark will be connecting with loved ones, of course. And then, you know, let's see where we go. Let's see if we can tap into the realm of what's happening in the world, if we could. Let's go to the phones. Who do we have out there?
Next up, we've got Carla from North Carolina. Hey there,
great.
Carla.
Hi, Carla. You're live on The Psychic and the Doc.
Oh, thank you so much. First, I want to say to Mark, I'm so sorry for your loss with Shirley.
Thank you.
And that was a beautiful, poem. Thank you for reading it, Dr. Pat. It really struck me personally, too. So beautiful. And you just mentioned about the fear that is lingering on every aspect. And I know that everything's going to be okay. And I think it's beautiful that you're addressing that people do have that fear, but it can definitely be combated, or overcome, I guess, is what I'd like to say. And Pat, you were spot on when you said that as long as we stay alert and aware of these things happening, it's okay.
Yeah. And I think that's really our message today is, you know, it's not always easy, right, to understand that there's a methodology, so to speak, you know, to be able to look fear in the eye, right? It's one of the greatest challenges. It's, you know, if fear had an embodiment of itself, like if we had sort of a metaphor or imagery for fear, you know, it's almost as if you're watching a superhero movie. I'm really stuck a little bit right now on Black Widow. So it's almost as if you're in Black Widow and you're Scarlett Johansson and you take that power stand she does as Black Widow and she is looking fear right in the eye. And then she moves on. And you see, that's what some of the things we learn, you know, from stepping in life. But how do we do it? How do we do it? What's involved? And I think that's so important in the world we live in today. And that's why we do this show. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. And I just recognize that the veil is so thin and it gives me such relief from any fear that I have. I just know that there's a connection and a help that is just, it's right there. It just surrounds us.
Yeah.
You know, Carla, if I can interject, there is a female energy around you. She has a very maternal feel and she watches over you almost like a guardian angel. Okay. And what I'm getting with her is I'm feeling that this woman's passing was not a quick event. I'm getting what I call a draining sensation throughout my body, which indicates that her passing did take some time. She was quite ill. Also, she did know that she was going to pass. And I get strange sensations in above my hips and in the areas of the kidneys. Also, I'm getting that she was fairly communicative and fine, and then in the final days just took a real sharp decline. Does this make any sense to you?
I would believe that would be my grandmother, my paternal grandmother.
Okay. All right. Let's see what she's got to say to you, because she's delighted. I always like to preface this. A lot of psychics are always talking about, butterflies. I don't bring anything up unless they project it to me. But darn, if I'm not seeing images of butterflies everywhere. And it's interesting. It's almost more like they're in a fabric or a pattern. So there could be something that you might recognize, some type of butterfly design or pattern that could be connected to her or associated with you or someone else close to you in some way. Does that make any sense to you, Carla?
Yes, I have goosebumps, and that's how heaven talks to me. And so you're spot on. We know you're right. And it is my grandmother. You're not going to believe this. Well, yeah, you would. You'd believe anything.
That's true, Mark.
I'm sure you've heard it all. She worked at a fabric company for her whole life, and we were surrounded by nothing but fabric.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
She taught me how to sew.
Beautiful. Fabric, butterflies, fantastic. And here's her message for you. Whimsy, whimsical. She said that she wants you to be whimsical like you were when you were a little girl. And she said that you've gone through a long period where it's almost like you're being crushed under the woes of the world, but it's like you've thrown that off now and you're getting back to your whimsical self. It's quite a lovely message. It's sort of easy breezy, but whimsy and whimsical is the message for you. Okay.
That's beautiful.
What's with all the green peas? She showed me like cans of green peas.
Yeah. So they gardened, my grandpa, and they harvested all their own food, and we had a huge pantry with tons of fresh vegetables, and her green peas were the best of the best. It's one of my favorites. I love green peas.
Fantastic. What a nice message that she transmitted, and what a beautiful way for her to leave you. So from your grandmother.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. God bless you.
Oh, yeah. Really great. Thank you. Wow. I love this, Mark. You know, this is just so spot on. And what I said earlier in the show to everybody is this is a live call-in show. We're here to help all of you. And we're going to keep rolling because that's what we do. All right, Jacob.
All righty. Next up, we've got Mary from Los Angeles.
Awesome. Hi, Mary from LA. Hi, Mary. You're live on the Psychic in the Dark. I know Mary can't believe it. She's like, am I really?
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Hello? Can you hear me? Yeah. How can we help you today?
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
I'm so sorry for your loss, Mark. But I'm a big fan of the show. And today you're talking about fear.
Yes.
And I am paralyzed. I'm paralyzed. And I'm aware of it. I heard the message that you read earlier, Pat, from Mark's friend. And I get it. But I'm having a very hard time getting through it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I need to work past it. But I can't. I'm just paralyzed by it. And I'm wondering, Mark, if any of my guardian angel had any advice for me and what I should do. Because I'm speaking to them, but I'm not hearing anything back.
Well, if Pat, I'll let you address that in a second, but if I can.
Yeah, please.
Okay, with spirit contact and your spirit guides, and it sounds to me that you have a good connection with your spirit guides, but we can block them unintentionally. And fear, you said, I'm paralyzed. Fear and negative emotions inadvertently, unintentionally create a barrier. Okay, so you're creating that barrier. And, you know, the fear, you know, people think that brave and courageous people just looked fear in the eye and spat at it. You know, the truth is, and my dad was a Navy SEAL. He was the bravest man I have ever known. And he would tell me about going into situations where he was scared to death. And I'm like, but Dad, you're so brave. He said, Mark, it's not that I wasn't afraid. He goes, courage is being afraid, but doing it anyway.
Yeah.
So the fact that you're afraid is not weakness or lack of character on your part. Dr. Pat?
I have to tell you, I am so familiar with immobilization that back in, like, right before I started the show in 2003, I was so immobilized, I sat on the couch one day and said, oh my God, I'm like crusted over. And crust busting was born.
Yeah, that's
and that's why we call today what we called it. Because I wanted to reflect on this. There's no way around fear.
No.
Right? But
right.
We have superpowers to literally take the version of fear that's in front of us and make it so translucent we're able to walk through it. Do you have an image of that now?
I have an image of it, Pat, and I've been talking to myself for months now. It's been and months, and I'm becoming more and more closed off.
Yeah.
And now, my home looks like a hoarder's house. And this is coming from a girl, you know, I was incredibly, I'm clean, I'm orderly, but I'm feeling as though I'm sinking in quicksand.
Yeah. Do you know what you're afraid of? Let me ask you a question on a real practical level. You know, and honestly, it's one thing I'm asking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that one thing is? Because the way I address fear is I address fear like a house cleaning checklist. I'm just telling you right now. I really do. I address it like I got to do the laundry. I got to do the dishes. Oopsie, get the weed whacker out. So let's talk about the thing.
I try doing that. I make the list every day.
But what are you afraid of?
I need to do that. Oh, I know what I'm afraid of. Do you want me to tell you?
Well, if it's not too private, I don't want you to disclose anything discomforting.
No, I won't say anything too. I'm afraid of being alone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go. Yeah. It is one of the universal fears.
Yeah.
It's one of the universal fears. And let me ask you a question if I could. And these are short, so I just want to make sure I can see if I can help you. And how long have you felt like this?
Close to a year.
Okay, that's really good news. Okay, that's good news.
What was happening?
Yeah, that's good news. No, I'm not kidding. I'm serious. Like, if we're talking about a year, that is really good news because now we can pinpoint this for a minute, right? So we're not talking about a decade, right?
No, I'm afraid it'll turn into that though, because
it won't.
It's a very long time.
No, I'm
yeah, but, it,
you
but, it, but it coincides with the onset of COVID too.
Well, and it may or may not.
No, Mark, COVID was actually a blessing for me.
Right.
That, I was able then to hide behind it.
Right.
You know, I wasn't going out anyway. COVID didn't change
that's
my
point.
In any way.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to get at. The fear of your own behavior didn't hit you for a year. But this is not a new feeling.
That's right. No.
Right?
It's
not a new feeling.
It is and it isn't. It's become, I was able to kind of fool myself, but now it's so clear. And,
good.
There's no hiding from it.
I love it. So let me ask you this. Let's talk about what you're going to do. Let's talk
it.
About what you're going to do.
No,
right.
I have a plan. I'm afraid of it, though. I'm afraid that if it doesn't work out,
right.
I don't have an option B.
Yeah. Do you know who Ram Dass is? No, you don't have one option. You have a lot of options. We all have options. I mean, my God, well, the world, we all have options. So this is, so I need to get to the belief. And now you just hit me the belief. I got the fear. This is my process I use to help people. I needed you to name the fear. We got the name of the fear. You got that? That's number one. That's called an awakening. Number two is called an awareness, right? The awareness will identify a particular belief. And during a short call like this, I can only give you a little snippet of it, okay? But the belief underneath here, right? So here's the belief that's really causing the fear and anxiety, that you only have one option. You only have one chance. If it doesn't work, I'm doomed.
Yeah.
That's your belief. That is the thing you got to change. Okay. So let me go now to my third step. I can only do three steps. I have seven. We're going to do three. The third step I call excavation. Here's the deal. You have within you other options and alternatives. Ram Dass, when I interviewed him, said it better than anybody else. Be here now. Like even before the power of now, he said, be here now. You have to be here now, not be here now. Yeah. And I'm going to look 5 years out thinking I'm going to be like old and whatever. So okay, tell me what you're going to do now. I need to know what you're going to do now as a shift and change.
I'm paralyzed.
No.
Absolutely paralyzed with the now.
No, you're not. You have a belief that you're paralyzed with the now. Right?
Yes, okay.
Yes, I know what you're saying. Yes, you do. How do you change a belief? You change a belief by changing an action.
Okay.
Do you hear me? You change a belief that's not serving you by changing an action. Give me three things that you can do differently in the pattern of your day tomorrow. I don't care what they are.
Schedule and get up earlier. Yeah. Okay.
Just give me three. Like, can you get up? Like, and you're in LA. Okay. I went to school down there.
Yep.
So you can get up and what can you do? You can take a little stroll around your pathway.
I could walk the dog.
Right. Right. Thing one. Are you writing that down? Walk the dog in the morning.
Yeah. Well, I live with cards, little postcards that I write on day and night. I'm surrounded.
Postcards
by.
Are good. I want you to put the post-it note on the dog. So when you're looking at the dog, the dog's got the note that says, hola, she said she's going to walk me. You feel me on that? That's thing one. You're going to walk the dog. You got that?
I do.
Thing two.
I do. Yes, I do.
You got to put nutrition in your body.
that's where I'm failing as well.
We're not failing. Okay. We're not failing.
Okay.
You know, failing is me getting distracted and not getting on the table tennis Olympic team. That's failing. Just kidding. But that's a true story. But seriously, let's go.
No bitterness there.
Oh my God, that's a whole other show. Let's get to thing two. You're going to walk the dog, then you feed the dog, okay. Right?
Oh, I could feed the dog. Yes, I thought you meant feeding myself, but yes.
No, I do mean feeding yourself. You're going to feed the dog, and okay. Then you're going to put something yummy in your body. You got that?
I do.
Okay, now the third thing. You ready? This is it. It's a big one.
Sure.
You're going to walk out of the house.
Paper and pen.
This is just three things for today. You're going to walk out of the house again. Yeah, you're going to walk out of the house again. What? What?
Well, I don't like going out during the day.
I know. That's what I'm going to help you with. That's why.
That's the only. It's the only way.
Yeah, but just listen to the third thing for a minute.
Sure.
I am not asking you to like walk out and like be in the sun of LA. I'm simply giving you one thing to do. You ready? Do you have a car?
Yes, I am.
You have a car?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay.
No.
I simply
you
want you to.
LA without one.
No, I didn't have a car. I had a motorcycle. So this third thing is very important. Whether it's after breakfast, but some other point in the day, I want you to get out of your house.
Yeah, I know.
Understand what I'm saying. You don't have to
just
go anywhere.
Just shut up.
This third thing is very important. I want you to just walk out your house. I don't care if you have... No, I don't think it's easy. Believe me, I'm the queen of crust busting. I just want you to get up, walk out your house, and I want you to walk 50 feet. And every step you take, here's what I want you to say. Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Are you with me? Are you yes. still there? Now,
yes.
I have a mic. Okay, this is all I want you to do. I want you to walk and say, thank you. I don't know what you believe in. God, goddess, what do you believe in?
I do. I believe in God.
50 feet. You're walking. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Feel me? Thank you, God. Yes. Thank you. 50. 50. Turn around. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And when you come back, I want you to sit down and I want you to write a short note to yourself and congratulate yourself. That's it for tomorrow.
I got it.
If you do it tomorrow, I want you to try it again the next day. Can you try it?
Yes, I'll do my best.
That's all anybody asks of us.
Okay.
Please let us know. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Please let us know. Believe me, I know what it's like to be exactly where you are. I know you can do it. I believe in you.
Thank you, Pat.
All right. Thank you. Oh, boy. That's why we're doing the show today, Mark.
We are. Okay. Who do we got next? I think we have Roseanne.
We've actually got Rebecca from Maryland coming up next.
Rebecca.
Year.
Okay.
We'll go to Roseanne right after that.
Hey, Jacob, I'll let you do that. Okay. I'll tune in. Okay.
Yeah, let's go. Hi, Rebecca. You're live on A Psychic in the Dark.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hey.
Hey.
Glad to finally speak with you guys. I've seen your Ready Up on YouTube. I got introduced to read Mark's book, Evidence of Eternity, that I recently purchased not too long ago. So I have, like, so many questions because, like,
it's so little time.
Huh?
So many questions and so little time. You have our undivided attention.
Yeah, I know. But the book is awesome from what I read so far about it. But
thank you.
How did you I don't know how many questions I'm allowed to ask, but I've been like curious about the spirituality because I have things that happen to me that I can't explain. But like when I talk to other people, they're trying to say, oh, it's just a coincidence, or they try to back it up scientifically saying, oh, that the science doesn't understand all the brain and it could be just your brain, your mind playing tricks on you. And I'm like, what?
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Finish reading Evidence of Eternity and make sure you get my new book, which is coming out on audio October 5th and in print October 12th, okay? The title of the book is The Afterlife Frequency, and the subtitle is The Scientific Proof of Spiritual Contact and How That Awareness Will Change Your Life. Because I wrote the book for the very reason, the questions that you're asking. Oh, there's no science. Oh, yes, there is. Nothing is a coincidence. Everything is synchronicity. We have a soul, a spirit, which I have termed the electromagnetic soul, to describe what we really are is pure consciousness that is eternal electromagnetic energy. And I explain in the book how I developed that term, and scientists have already started using it. They're already calling it the EMS, the electromagnetic soul. So you're always going to run into the naysayers and the pouty Peters and the Debbie Downers that are always going to be dragging you down. Oh, that's not real. Well, ask them, what is their vast knowledge of quantum physics and frequency alignment between the material world dimension and the other side dimension, and what they know about transubstantiation, transfiguration, reincarnation, and interdimensional communication. And I'll betcha it ain't squat. Okay, so the thing is, you do not let anyone else define for you your spirituality and your beliefs. Those are personal. Right. Those are for you. And the thing is, we're all on our own spiritual journeys. Some people do not understand. That does not make you better than them. It just means that they're on a different path. So I just wanted to let you know that. And that's part of the reason that I wrote Evidence of Eternity and my new book, The Afterlife Frequency, because I love quantum physics. And I'm a believer that there is a logical, rational explanation for everything, whether or not our technology has evolved to the point we can quantify it. Just because you can't put something under a microscope doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So, do you have another question?
Yes. Now, how does everyone have intuition? Or because I knew my grandmother was going to pass away before she did. And it wasn't like I seen it in my dream or anything. It just, I woke up and knew that she was going to pass away. Now, I see my mom, she's had things happen to her as well and seen things before. And I have too, so I'm just wondering, I've heard people say, oh, you could be, like, in tune with the spirit stuff, and I'm just confused about all that, because I don't understand it completely.
Okay, finish reading Evidence of Eternity, and that'll help clear up some of that, and then the Afterlife Frequency will clear up the rest of it. Seriously, that's why I wrote these books, because it would take a very lengthy explanation to answer your question. Put it this way.
Okay.
We all are capable of a psychic and mediumistic ability. I mean, Dr. Pat is not technically a medium or a psychic, but God, if she isn't one of the most intuitive and insightful people that I know. And the thing is, because she works with it, and we all have the same physiology to do this. It's just that we're all better, or we're all good at doing something different. Some people are better at swimming. Some people are better at mathematics. Some people are better at art, music, you know, what have you. So for example, you can throw me in a swimming pool and I can swim, but do not count on me winning 10 gold medals in the Olympic for speed swimming. Okay. and it's the same thing with psychic and mediumistic abilities. Some people are simply better at it than others. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, but please read the book. because the book is completely insightful. And not only that, it will validate what you're feeling. Because sometimes okay. we feel really alone.
Yeah, I mean, like on my journey, you know, I've questioned like beliefs and other people's beliefs. Like, I just want truth. And I'm like, okay, well, what's going to happen like when we pass away? And if there's really something higher than us, like a higher power, people have different belief systems. And that's why I got confused. I'm like, well, I don't know what to believe because I don't know it's true. So that kind of like put me down because I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's just nothing. It's just belief because I've been told that ever since the beginning of time, humans just come up with that concept to deal with the fact that life, you know, when you pass, that's just it. Like when you're dead, that's just it.
That's called the journey of faith. And think of it, I'll leave you with this. Mother Teresa, who's now Saint Teresa of Calcutta, for years doubted the existence of God because there she was in the slums of Calcutta caring for terminally ill people and felt, how could there possibly be a God in such a horrible world? But eventually she regained her faith. So if you're having doubts, you're in very good company.
Yeah. I do get that a little.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you guys. You have a good night. Bye.
All right. Bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mark, do you want to go to a short break or do you want to keep rolling?
Let's keep rolling. We got a bunch of callers. Let's get to as many people as we can.
All right.
All right. Jacob. Next up, we've got Roseanne from Fort Lauderdale.
Hi, Roseanne. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you bet.
What can we do for you, Roseanne? Hi, Roseanne.
I wanted to know if you could. Hi. I'm sorry for your loss as well, for your friend.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I wanted to know if you could give me any insight as to what direction my life is taking.
That's such a broad question. You need to focus it. Okay. Because the thing is, what direction is my life going in? You will drink a glass of water sometime in the next month. And I'm not being facetious, you know, because people say, well, I need to know, you know, is it career? Is it, you know, because I'm not a fortune teller. So this is not love, life, and career. So let me see if there's a spirit around you that can help us out here. Okay. I'm getting a male energy coming through. Now, he could be on the parent level, okay, which would be the generation above you, but he could be above that. So it could be parent or grandparent. And what I'm getting with this guy, and it doesn't have to be a family member, but this is somebody that knows you and is close to you. I feel like I'm coughing. My lungs are burning. Okay. So this could be some type of lung disease, could be lung cancer, but it could be COPD or emphysema because the way I sense it, it all feels very much the same. And I'm tasting a lot of blood in his sinuses. So this gentleman was having a tremendous amount of problems with his lungs, with his sinuses, with his air passages. And this is a terrible sensation I'm getting in my head and my ears. It's like I'm filled with fluid. It's like my head is filled with fluid. This is weird. This could be that. It could almost be drowning. But, you know, then again, I think what was going on is there was so much infection and disruption in his ability to breathe, ear, nose, throat, that it got into his ears as well. Does this make any sense to you?
Well, it kind of does because my husband died suddenly like that. He wasn't sick, but he died from sudden cardiac death. So he couldn't breathe, and he was young.
Oh, he couldn't breathe. Okay.
Right. He couldn't breathe.
Was he real protective and paternalistic of you? Protective of you? Okay, because that's where he's getting like this. It's interesting. You guys had a very, you know, nobody's relationship is simple, but you guys had a very complex relationship, and sometimes complex is really good too. Okay. Did one of you guys like bowling? He showed me a bowling ball.
He did.
Okay, Bald. All right, bingo, we got him. Okay, great. Let's see what he wants you to know. He said, you've always, hold on. You've always worried about your direction in life because you overthink everything. He said, you are the most capable and competent person that I know. He said, go ahead and make a list of the things that are the priorities in your life, and you'll see that you've already decided the proper course. His message for you is trust in yourself and the guidance will come. Wow. Let me tell you, when it comes in that fast, that's what I call a direct feed. So he has been chomping at the bit to talk to you. Basically, Roseanne, you got it all figured out. That's what he's telling you. Dr. Pat?
You know, there was something that somebody said to me a long time ago, and I can't actually remember who it was. And one of the things that it's been really a struggle for those of us that really come from the kind of place I come from, and that is when all else fails, trust yourself. When all else fails, trust what's inside of yourself. I love that expression, when all else fails. I love that expression because I don't to this day still know what it means, but I understand the feeling of it. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I haven't been able to move forward since he died.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm stuck, and mm-hmm. I feel like I never got closure because he died so suddenly. He's a very healthy person. So I'm having trouble like moving in any direction. I'm stuck. I'm not paralyzed like the caller before, but I'm stuck.
Yeah, so I have lost suddenly every major female figure in my life. My mom to suicide, my stepmom, her heart exploded, my sister on the floor of a hospital, I can go on, and my mentor. In 1999, on a trip in Morocco, I was supposed to be on, you know, my spiritual mentor. And one of the things I looked at, especially from Sidonia's death, was had I been on that trip, could I have saved her. Do you hear what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
If I'd have, right. And I have to tell you that I have some coaches in my life that are a little bit direct with me. And what they said to me is not what I'm going to say to you. But what they said to me was, you know, Pat, you just ain't that powerful. And I looked at them crying, bawling my eyes out as I'm doing a sage ritual for her. And what my coach went on to say is, look, there are energies in the universe that are so far beyond any one of our control. And what happens to the people in our lives and the places in our lives and the things in our lives are so on a different dimensional timeline. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
Different dimensional timeline.
I'd like to know if he's peaceful, because he really never had like a peaceful life, and he so didn't deserve to die young.
Yeah. Believe me, that energy you're feeling and that sadness, that's love that you feel, right? Do you know what I'm saying to you? It's love. Love is so pure. Can I say this to you? Love is the purest energy of all.
Yes.
It's kryptonite to fear. Love. And Mark will tell you, more than anybody else, that when the people that move on, they move on because they have had to move on. Not because we want them to, not because we're going to miss them, not because they love us or want us to try to go back and rebuild or reimagine the life they had. And they do not want us to be stuck. Mark?
Absolutely. You see, spirits, we're the ones that are miserable. They're not miserable at all. And I remember when I met Sylvia Brown, And she was talking about people Amen. On the other side. And Sylvia said, oh, screw them. They're fine. We're the ones that are miserable. You know, and I was a little bit mortified, you know, but then I started laughing because I knew that she was right. She just had a very full frontal assault approach to spirituality. And what you have to realize is that when we leave the material world, our electromagnetic soul transfers to a higher frequency, and we revert to a purely energetic state. Energy is never sick. It doesn't get old. It doesn't get tired. It doesn't die. And like Dr. Pat said, I could not agree more. Love is the purest energy. And they can be with us whenever they want to. Okay. But we're left behind. We have the remorse, the regrets, the survivor's guilt, all the, you know, the very human, very, very normal emotions. But realize, think about what he said in that rapid fire succession about how competent, capable, I mean, all those things that he said. And also realize when you were saying, I can't move on, don't worry about it. You'll move on when you'll move on. We all move at our different pace. So don't beat yourself up and don't listen to other people going, oh, you're supposed to spend a year now. You're supposed to, you'll move on when you're ready. And I have a feeling after tonight, you're that much closer to moving on.
I'm going to say to you what I said to a previous caller that called in. Nothing happens without the pull from the energy of the universe, spirit, God, whatever you believe in, that is always operating 24/7. It is an energy that wants us to move forward. It opens up the doorways for us to slide through. We have to be the ones to say, I see you, and I'm going to make that next move. Yeah. See, and that's what I would invite you to do, as we did with the last caller that called in. That's what I invite you to do. You have to break through the patterns, even if it means walking out your door 50 feet. But you must connect with that essential ethereal self that you have.
I'm so broken as a person, and I'm strong, and I do mm-hmm. everything I have to do, and I go to work, and mm-hmm. but I can't move forward.
And let me just say this last thing to you, because this is what I say to a lot of people. When I was like this in my life, I went out and got help. That's the thing.
I did. Huh?
Yeah, but right. And are you doing it now?
No, because it gets better for a little while.
That's what I'm saying.
If I can, Dr. Pat, if I can interject, mm-hmm. My book Never Letting Go, which is my first book, it is precisely for people going through what you're going through. It's a guide on the journey through grief. It's when you're stuck in the tar pit of grief. It's when you're mired in that malaise, in that funk, in that fog. That's why I wrote Never Letting Go. I wrote each one of my books for different purposes. Of course, there's a common theme of spirit communication. So you may want to look at Never Letting Go. Also, and I think Dr. Pat, you recommend this too, keep a grief journal, because write down if it's a day, you know, a sentence or two every day, maybe, you know, create a Word document, keep it on your computer, and then look at it in 6 months. And I can guarantee you where you will be in 6 months is quite a bit different than where you are today. You don't notice this because you live with you. You see you every day. But when you have the ability to look back in hindsight, you'll see that you really are making progress. Dr. Pat, what do you think?
I want to say something that's so commonsensical and simple. You already did something that worked for you. You went and got outside help. That's your answer.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, I highly recommend when people are in the position you're in, you can't get a solution through this show today. I absolutely recommend you reaching out and you get help. You go back to whoever that was that helped you, albeit for a little time. We have to keep going back and getting the help we need. I'm not here talking to you because I did this all by myself. Believe me, I'm not. But I'm telling you this. Please make the call and get the help. Do you hear what I'm saying? You already have the name of the person, right? Right? You got it.
Yeah, I do.
So is there anything that's going to be in the way of you dialing the phone?
No, I dream about him every night. He comes to me in the dreams every night.
If I can interject real quick, because I know we're coming up at the end of the show, I'm going to invite everyone, yourself included, to go to my website. Please sign up for my newsletter. Also, I've got an event coming up a week from Saturday through Spiritual Awakenings International. It is a free online event. I'm giving a lecture called Debunking Death, the Science of Reincarnation and Near-Death Experiences. And then on Saturday, October 2nd at 10 p.m. Eastern, which is 7 p.m. Pacific, I'm doing a spirit communication event online through Bright Live, BRIGHTLIVE.com. So you can find out about all of that by visiting my website, going to my calendar of events. And, you know, Dr. Pat, I want to we're going to let everyone know that next week is another call-in show. So for those of you that we couldn't get to tonight, please call back next week. We're going to get right to it and take as many callers as possible.
And I just want to leave the caller that called in. I need to tell you something, and I need to leave you with this.
Okay.
You need to take care of yourself and need to make that call.
Thank you.
You got it?
Spending the time.
No, and please.
Yeah.
Please promise me you're going to make the call and get yourself some help because you deserve better.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Just do it, like we said to the other caller.
Make the call.
Just do it. Make the call.
Make the call. Thank you. Mark, what a great show. We've got the best audience on the planet, I'm telling you.
Yes, we do.
Jacob, thank you for doing what you're doing. All of you that did not get on the show this time, we will be back next week, and we will be taking your calls. We're making sure that you're able to rise up. Rise up and be all you can be. Right, Mark?
Absolutely. And we're going to try to get to people that didn't call in before. So please call next week.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Dark with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.